Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and this is a podcast brought to you by The Dip. Now, today is a very special day. It's one I've been waiting for. I am joined by my internet bestie, Christine Biancavilla. Hi, Christine.
Hi!
Hi. Oh. It has been chaos since the moment you entered the room this morning.
I need help. I also feel like I just sounded like Jill Zarin. I did not mean like that. That was a lot for this morning.
That was a lot, but I love every second of it. I will warn the listeners that there will be some soundscapes today. We love a soundscape on this podcast. It's very much like the Calm app, but Pippa, her dog, Christine's dog.
My child.
May enter the chat at some point.
She may. She may have some strong opinions.
Now, Christine, are you a royal fan? Because I know you've got Pippa Middleton, the dog, and then you have, I believe, Harry is the plant.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know how this happened. I got a plant. Obviously, I named him because
it's important to their growth. It's
important, exactly. And I brought the plant home and I was like, Harry Styles was playing. So I was like, oh, I'm going to name this plant Harry.
Okay.
Whatever. Got another plant. And I was like, what should I name it? Everyone was like, Sally, Harry and Sally. I was like, okay, cool. Like, whatever. And I was like, I'm just going to name it Megan, Harry and Megan. That's funny.
Right.
Then I get a dog. Coincidentally, I really liked the name Pip, but like, I don't know. I wanted something else. And so my friend came up with Pippa and I was like, oh my God, amazing. Then I realized I have three members of the royal family
living
in my home.
In your studio. Now, Christine and I met via the internet. I feel like that's just how like everyone meets now. So it's fine.
We were catfishing each other.
Oh my God.
Imagine.
Imagine. Get Nev on the line immediately. But yeah, so you guys need to follow her on Instagram. She's hilarious. She talks about everything. Just whatever you're feeling that day, Christine, you post.
Yeah, there's really no filter.
There's really no rhyme or reason. You're just in it.
And I think, you know, someone had asked me once, like, oh, do you like have a personal account also? And I was like, this is my personal account. Like, that's how, like, it's just like, that's the only thing I have. And just like, that's where it all goes. Like, there's, I mean, I obviously have like a Finsta for like stalking purposes, but I don't post on it, which we'll discuss later.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we'll discuss offline.
off air.
Just to follow some of like the influencers that I like hate follow can't do from my own account. But I was like, that's it. Like, this is my entire personal being.
I just learned what a Finsta means, like, within the last few months.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Welcome.
I know. Everyone's like, a Finsta. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I also learned what oomphy means.
Okay. I still, like, does it mean you think, like, someone's hot?
No, an oomph. It's like O-O-M-F. You've never seen this on Twitter?
I've seen it on Twitter. Okay. I just thought it meant like someone's hot.
No, it means one of my followers.
Oh my God. O-O-M. I'm so sorry.
Christine?
I thought it was like oomph, like sexual.
I know, you're like, does it mean hot? I'm like, oomph?
Like oomph.
Oh, oomph. Is that what you...
Oh my God, I literally hate myself.
Is that what you say to like suitors?
No, I've never in my life have I ever
never
said that.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Mm-hmm. Wow. We just went...
We learned something new every
day. We are going on so many journeys on this podcast. Now, I just have a couple questions. Bravo related, of course, because it's the community that brings us all together. It either tears you apart or brings you together, truly. Okay.
I mean,
this is a tough one for me. Are you team Monique or Candace?
Listen, this I know has been a point of contention because I know how you and Steve are. And fully difficult. Last year,
You could tell me.
I wasn't team like Violence.
You were team Table.
But Yes. But I did understand why Monique snapped. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, I get it. Wasn't maybe like the violence, no, but I get it. I'm like, you.
She snapped. Yes, she Monique. Snapped.
She snapped. I get
the
it.
The bitch snapped. I get okay, it. Okay. I respect that opinion. Let me breathe. I'm just kidding.
End the podcast.
I know. Actually, we're running into some technical issues. We have to go. So, okay, I have another question.
Sorry.
Where do you stand on Erica Jayne currently?
Where do I stand? I stand firmly on the side of justice. Okay. I was raised by a lawyer. So scared. No, I like everything. I'm terrified to talk okay. about it.
Just use the word allegedly a lot. That's what I do.
Allegedly. Yes. Allegedly everything. I believe that she knew something. Don't know if she knew everything. I get not knowing everything, especially in Beverly Hills. I feel like a lot of the wives, like, I mean, even Kathy said it. She's like, I don't know. Like, you're asked to sign something. You don't know what it is. But I feel like she knew something was up.
What that is, we don't know.
And again, if that's the case, okay. But I think it's more the way she went about it. And I'm like, I get you can't answer certain questions because it like is a legal matter. Right. Like, I'm sure you can't speak on everything. But like, I don't know, like the stories, the car flipping.
The web she is weaving is so crazy. Yeah. And like, that's what I totally agree, because it's like, she could easily be like, I really want to talk about this, but I can't for legal reasons. Like, she could pull a Michaela Salahi from Real Housewives of DC and be like, I plead the fifth. I'm not talking about this.
Yeah.
But right. The way that she is acting is so bizarre to me. Like, she is making it seem like she's the victim in all of this.
Right. And like, let's be real. The victims are the victims.
Like, Miss Girl.
Of the plane crash. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
Also, her glam as of lately.
I mean, something is up. We know what's up is that there's no money. It's but like, oh my God.
Really bad.
I would just like rather just do my makeup myself, because like, at least I know I can do the basics, like, versus having someone try to do something crazy.
You love a winged liner.
Oh, I love a wing liner. I'm going to put it on after this before I go to work.
Yeah. I have recently been dabbling into the eye makeup game.
Oh, like a shadow or?
I'm talking okay, like.
Yeah. No, because
very,
I.
Like very little. I have been taking like this like dark brown eyeshadow and I just lightly put it here and I think I'm doing a baby wing.
Oh my God. I love that. I've heard that like, trick.
Is it a trick?
But it's hard to do with shadow. It's hard to do with eyeshadow, though. Like, I can never get it.
I got like, droopy-ass eyes, girl. I can't be doing all that. Like, I look like a Halloween circus clown if I have too much eyeshadow on. I look crazy.
I feel you.
Let's get into Potomac really quick. This was a tough episode as a Basset Hound.
Which is my favorite
because I'm
thing
just,
ever.
Like, I'm tired. Like, as a Candace fan, like, yeah. We are fighting for our fucking lives out here.
You are.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah, like, I feel bad only because I feel like last year, like, the Candace stands, like, you had to go so hard because of, like, everything that happened. And now you're in a place where you're like, are you fucking
again.
Kidding me?
I can't
like,
do this again.
Ma'am. Right. It's like, it's exhausting.
It is.
So I feel for you. I feel for you. And I mean, the great salad toss was.
I discussed this with Candace on this podcast. Everybody go listen to the episode. But it made me laugh because Candace is just a naturally very petite person. So watching that little arm, she could barely reach the plate. And like, she threw like three little pieces. Now, Mia.
Don't.
Grabbed size
14.
She grabbed those pieces of lettuce, and I mean, it was like a bushel, a fucking bushel, and she threw it. Now, was it warranted? I'm just glad it didn't get physical. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, because if it did, I don't know what, Candace, I don't know what you would do.
I would tap out. I would quit at life. Baba Historian would be shut down no more. I just can't do it again.
Literally.
And, shut you know, down. I do think it's really shitty, though, that, like, no one's ever steps in for her, for Candace. No one's ever like, Candace, this is getting crazy. Yeah. Candace, you're, like, whatever. Right. No. Right. Like, it's like they just allow down. This little right. tiny person just to lose her right. goddamn mind. And then everyone gets upset. Right. I'm like, well.
Right. Because, like, as a good friend.
You're
right.
fucking nuts.
As a friend, you should be like,
Christine.
Girl. I feel like Karen tried to do that.
Karen did try.
Last year.
Now, I have to say, I loved Giselle for a really long time. I'm done with Giselle. I'm just bored. I'm tired and bored. She gives nothing but shade. And it's not like fun. It's just like, I'm just really, really bored of it.
Yeah, I agree. Although I also feel like if for some reason, like if this salad incident didn't happen, like if there's ever a lull.
If there's a space, she's filling it 100%.
Similar to like a Rinna in that she'll fill if there's something that right. needs, I mean, not this season, but like in the past, like an early season, like if there's a space and there needs to be something produced,
yeah.
let's go, girls. Like she'll step in. I mean, and the house, the staircase that led to nowhere had me on the ground for a week. That was the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
And like no one discussed it. It was literally a spiral staircase. In the driveway to nowhere.
That led to nowhere? That was truly so funny.
That was probably one of the best episodes of all time, just because it was so hilarious. And to call Candace's music video low budget while you're in someone's driveway in a pop-up tent on rented furniture, I mean... The COVID tent. When Karen Huger is the funniest person on television, her and Portia make me laugh more than anyone in life.
Oh my God. So funny.
Oh my God. Are you upset about Portia leaving?
Listen, I'm upset, but I'm glad she left on this note.
I know. And she gets a spinoff. So it's not like we'll never see her again.
Exactly. And this was a great note for her to go out on. Like it was full circle. Yeah. She grew, she evolved.
She came in, married, got divorced, was a little Tatiana, stole someone's husband. I mean, a cast member's husband.
I mean, you literally can't make that up. No. That's insanity is what it is.
I will never forget that day. When I logged on, I opened my little eyes and I saw that Portia was with Simon. I was like, what?
Literally.
Simon.
What?
Simon, married to Fallon, is now with Portia. I was so confused.
Like, it sounds like an April Fool's joke.
It felt that way.
Like, that they all got together on March 31st or whatever, and we're like, let's play this prank on the internet.
I know. I thought they were, like, trolling. I was like, hilarious. Kind of random, but so funny. I knew it was legit when I saw the little hot dog king... at the barbecue with Simon and Portia. And I was like, wow, this is real.
This is real.
Do you have any thoughts on Potomac? Like what are you feeling in your heart, in your spirit?
In my heart, I want to buy the freaking candles.
The three wick or the one wick?
Well, listen, I live in a studio, as you know. Okay. So for my space, I think I only need a one wick.
Right.
But I will be buying the three wick.
Right. You got to get that list.
Because I also, and I support, I mean, listen, I was gifted by a friend, La Dame fragrance. And if this candle smells anything like that, I'll never light it.
You won't be lighting it.
But I will support Miss Huger, Mrs. Huger.
Right.
She's my everything. She is everything to me.
Everything. The way that I feel about this woman, like it's very rare for me to feel this like affinity. I feel much like with Karen, how I feel about Sonia Morgan. Like, I just love her.
Right.
She can do no wrong. She's a good time. I want more drunk Karen personally. I would.
Oh my God.
I would pay a good penny for a midday drunk dial from Karen.
Oh, 100%. After like five shots of Fireball, I want to hear it.
God.
God, I love her so much.
God, I love her. All right. Well, let's just take a quick break and then we'll come back with Salt Lake City and some Beverly Hills. Let's be honest. Ratings and reviews are so important, especially when you're in need of a doctor. You wouldn't go to a restaurant if they only had one star, so I go through all of that with a healthcare provider. And after the last year, now is the time to prioritize your health. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialists, ZocDoc has you covered. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Go to ZocDoc.com/HOTM and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOTM. We are back, and during the quick little intermission, Christine just broke some news to me, and we have to talk about it. She said it so casually. She said it almost as if I wouldn't ask about it. Like, you just really just threw it in there. You're a Cindy Barshop stan? We have to talk about it. Cindy Barshop, season 4, New York City.
Yep, with the twins.
Okay.
Cindy Barshop was ahead of her time. I've heard this before. I forget who said it, but I completely agree with the theory, is that Bethany was Bethany, and I feel like people thought of her as Bethany's replacement, and obviously she didn't live up to that. So I feel like if she got a chance, not through that lens, she would have been fine. I thoroughly enjoyed her. Like, she would always wear, like, those chokers. The whole thing was just fantastic. And, I mean, she was in Morocco, which is, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
And, like, the way her voice sounded, I love her.
Wow. I mean, this is a hot off the mess first. No one's ever come on and said Cindy Barshop was ahead of her time.
Yeah. Her and Carlton from Beverly Hills are my girls.
Carlton the Wiccan?
Carlton Jebbia, my queen.
Fucking queen. Let's just talk about this.
I'm obsessed with
her. The fact that this woman, whenever I see a bee, I think of Carlton, and I wish I was lying, because Carlton, remember when Kyle killed the bee and Carlton was like, cried.
And then Carlton put a curse on Kyle's computer.
A hex.
That was the greatest shit on television.
It's not talked about enough.
No, I love that woman. I love that woman.
Love, live, breathe, die for her. I believe her kids' names are...
Yeah, what are they? I can't remember.
It was like some witchy-ass names.
Yeah.
It was like...
And I love every second of it.
Salem. Like, it was...
And she had that room in her house. Like
the sex room?
Sex room that, like, she brought the nanny into. I was like, oh, I fucking love this.
I know. And
chef's kiss.
And then, like, she made out with Brandy.
That was fantastic.
She's like, whatever. I'm making out with her. I was like, okay, Denise Richards. I also found her husband to be really hot.
100%.
A hunk.
And then they ended up getting a divorce like somewhat years later.
Yeah, I know.
And I think who on Million Dollar Listing sold their house?
Josh Altman, I think.
Yes, yes, yes.
That little bald eagle.
Oh my God.
God, I hate that guy. I'm much more of a Josh Flagg type of gal.
Okay.
Yeah. Or a Frederick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I binged like Million Dollar Listing New York from the beginning. Ryan Serhant on those early seasons was truly so unhinged. And then I realized, I'm like, wait, he was like a 26-year-old post-grad frat boy. Yeah. I'm like, this is correct.
But when it was on, he felt so much older to me. Like, in my mind, 100%, I was like, this man is almost 40.
No. And then I realized when they were like, oh, he's like 27. I was like, oh, this makes sense.
Okay. Salt Lake City. I enjoy Salt Lake City. I do. I enjoy a petty housewife fight about catering. But overall, I think because I'm comparing it to how the Erica situation is being handled on Beverly Hills with the whole thing, that I'm almost expecting that level.
Yeah.
Due to the Jen Shah situation.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Jen Shah?
Oh my God. I mean, honestly, I feel
it's
like
it's a safe space. I love her.
I think she's TV wise, she is great TV. This season, some of like obviously like the confessionals and some things are like a little cringy because we know what we know now.
Right.
So I'm kind of like, I don't like hate her, but I'm not like obsessed with her. I'm just kind of like indifferent. And I think
you're not part of the Shah squad.
Right. Especially when you like saying how they handled the Erica situation. I feel like if the women did not say anything, it would be like, okay, you guys are assholes because like the orphans and widows. But like with Jen, right, it's like, I don't necessarily know the people that she stole money. Like, it's like, we're not connected to it in that way.
Right.
So I feel like right now we're like, whatever. But I also feel like it hasn't happened yet. So maybe like I'm ready to go when they get that call.
And she's also been charged.
Yes.
So like this happened.
Right.
Like, oh no. Right. Pretty much was involved in this situation. Right. It is what it is. I think good old Stu Chains is the one, the whistleblower.
Oh my God, Stu Chains. He's charged too.
What if he gets a plea deal for something?
Oh my God, maybe he'll get a deal. I don't think he would ever go against her.
Do you see the way this woman talks to him?
No, but like,
do you think
it's
Stockholm
like,
syndrome?
Okay, do you watch Veep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God. He's like...
He's Gary from Veep, and she is Selena. Like, the way that he is so loyal to her.
Oh,
it's almost, like,
I
that
have,
is it.
I have chills.
I have that the fucking is, chills.
I have the fucking chills. Fraud.
Yeah, he is Gary from Veep, 1,000%.
Oh, my God, no. Because now I'm, like, transported back to... When they're in that, like, when they're fishing and they're in the snow and he's just, like, following her around with
yes,
this little bag.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God, that he is Gary.
Yeah, there's, wow. There's, yeah. So, do with that what you will. Like, that's the vibe I get. Just, like, loyal.
Loyal to the end.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we, you know what, truthfully, I hope we all find a Stew Chains.
Honestly, me too.
I would love a little stew hanging around.
Always. Sometimes I feel like I am the stew, but it depends.
Listen.
Like,
truthfully, like, okay, this is something that always makes me laugh is when I see people online and they're like, oh my God, I'm such a Sonia, or I'm a, you know, a Portia. I'm like, bitch, are you?
Are you?
I'm Gina in that goddamn casita.
Oh my God.
Like, be real. Know thyself, okay? I'm Elise from New York City.
Oh my gosh.
Like, so it just always makes me laugh when people are like, oh my God, I'm such a LVP. I'm
like
no. We're not.
I'm literally a Stew Chains. Like, that's me. I'm Valter. Like, I don't know. Like, that's me. That's the vibe.
I'm literally Bernie the Chef. From season one of Beverly Hills. Like, I am, like, nosy, constantly eavesdropping, got a lot of opinions.
Yes.
Make a lot of faces.
Yeah. I'm Kathy's butler. Like, I don't, there it is.
It just always makes me laugh when people say stuff like that. Because I'm like, bitch, you're not. You're like, relax. You're not throwing, you know, what did Sonia do all the time? On Wednesday nights, it was like, she would have
the
like,
parties, the gay parties.
The gay parties.
The gay parties.
Yeah, she was like, we're having the gay nights on Wednesdays. So I was like, okay, Sonia, this is getting really weird. Did you hear about the fight that ensued following the death of Coco Singer?
Oh my God, I heard about this because Ramona was like pissed.
Pissed.
So you broke the news in a fucking screenshot of a FaceTime. I was like, this is hysterical.
Yeah.
May Coco rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to Coco Singer. She,
God bless.
She lived a long life, that dog.
She's an OG. I mean, when you really think about it.
So I have talked about it on the podcast before, but I am terrified of not many people in this world. I am terrified of Avery Singer. I find her to be chilling.
Same. She's fucking scary.
So scary. Like I would never mess with her ever in a million years. So I heard that people like Bravo accounts on Instagram were posting about Coco's death, and she was like single-handedly DMing them being like, take this down. Right.
Oh my God. I would delete my account.
I would be like, absolutely.
I would be like, whatever, yes, okay, got it. And I will scrub myself from the internet, never to be seen or heard from again.
I am now in the witness protection program. I am Our Lips Are Sealed style, Mary Kate Nashley.
She's terrifying.
No, so scary. And she lives in Chicago. She's not that far away from me.
She's too close for comfort. She went to, where'd she go? UVA, I think, which was like around the corner from where I went to school. I don't think we were there at the same time though, but that vibe, the kids that, I mean, sorry if anyone went to UVA and is now listening to this, they just like really scare me.
But also just like kids of housewives, like you have to be a special type of person.
Yeah.
Right. Like
you're either an Avery Singer or you're like Quincy Morgan.
Oh, we love a Quincy.
To be Quincy? Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her.
To be Quincy, the day that bitch went public on Instagram,
I lost my shit.
I was like immediately following, liking every photo. Well,
I had requested to follow her, obviously, just like for months. And then...
Was your request pending?
Yes, just for months.
Okay.
And then, but when they go public, it automatically accepts you. So I didn't realize that she went public and it just said Quincy Morgan accepted your follow request. And I was like, what? I screamed. And then I was like, oh my God, she went public. Like me thinking she just like accepted.
Yeah, she was like, this girl seems cool.
No, absolutely not. She just went public.
No, there's something about Quincy Morgan. Like she's just so chic and so effortlessly.
Oh my God.
And she's an artiste. Like she's so rich, she can just be an artist.
I'm obsessed.
Like
with
she
her.
Just is a painter. That's just what she does. She's a painter. She's a gallery girl. Reboot.
Oh my God, with Quincy and Luann's daughter.
What is her name?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Noelle
is. I'm attracted to Noelle.
Wow. Same.
That mustache.
Do we know how old he is?
He's of age, Christine. We're almost 30. Okay, We've been watching these shows since we were like...
I know. I just like to make sure. You never know these days.
Yeah, no. He's like in his 20s. But that mustache does something to me. I can't explain it.
You're sick. You are sick in
the
head.
I know. It's, you know, I also have been known to be attracted. You know, we don't need to go there. We don't need to go there.
We can.
Obviously we can, but...
But should we? But is the question.
I think the listeners have heard enough. Okay, so I want to talk just very briefly about Beverly Hills. I love that I keep like trying to like have an outline for this, like a structured... Are you...
Sorry, she started barking. Pippa.
No, I'm obsessed with you. You're just so funny.
I am literally stage
you
mom.
Are. You're like,
stop. Sit. Calm.
She's good. She's
small. She has a small bark.
Yeah, she's fine. I just heard her snap. I was like, oh my God.
Someone's in trouble.
It's like when you were in the store as a kid and your mom would like grab your arm and she'd be like, listen.
Be like, talk under her breath with like her teeth clenched. Like, don't you fucking dare get in the car.
That's you with Peppa. Like, don't you dare.
Don't embarrass me.
So
act like you've been here.
God, you know, we're making it work. We're recording from our homes via
Mom life.
How is being a single mother to Pippa?
Being a single mother is so hard, but it is so rewarding.
A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids.
Who loves her kids.
And never stops.
And never stops.
Sometimes I let Barbara know. I'm like, I do this for us.
For us.
For us.
And it would be nice if someone pulled their own weight around here.
Okay. So Beverly Hills, I really don't have much to say about the finale. I got to be honest. Because it's like the same. It's a lot of the same stuff. So what are your thoughts on the reunion? We got the trailer. The 3-minute trailer. I don't think they've ever done that.
Oh, God.
3-minute trailer.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And I like... I'm one of those people who Bravo could bamboozle me up and down. Like, I don't really give a fuck because I'm enjoying it. Like, some people were like, oh, they put all the good parts in the trailer. I'm like, I don't really care. Like, I will watch this with bated breath. I will be glued to my screen. So I am so excited. I have never in my life seen a more disjointed, like, look assignment. Like, I don't know. I want to know what the assignment was given to the women on, like, how to dress, because the theme is... chaos, which I guess maybe that is, maybe they said chaos, go, because it's so chaotic. And I do like when there's like
a theme,
you know, like Atlanta always does it so well. Like they'll all do the all white or the all black. Like it's like so stunning. Or like, you know, New York, when Carol Radziwill wore that iconic dress, like she understood
the labia assignment. Dress. That looks like a labia.
Yes. If you would like to call it that.
Christine and I don't disagree on a lot. That dress, Carol Radziwill, season 9.
I believe it's Alexander McQueen. I'm obsessed with it and I'm going to put it on my story 6 times today. Awesome. And I will tag
Lovely.
You.
Can't wait to see it. So whose look is on Beverly Hills Reunion? Do you hate and do you love the most?
I mean, both Erica and Kyle, I was like, girls, what? And they're both pretty, like, they're gorgeous women. I'm like, I don't know, it wouldn't take much for them to look stunning. Like, they're naturally gorgeous. So I'm like, what is all this extra? Like, just put on a dress and, like, the hair, like, Kyle's hair, the dress. I was like, are we going to, like, Tao nightclub? Like, what is happening?
Christine, when I laid eyes upon that hair on Kyle,
I was like, what?
I was like, who did this to you? What?
What was the reason? What was the reason?
It is, I said it, it's like Xenon meets Lizzie McGuire meets Butterfly Clips. It's the two strands.
No, nothing irks me more than those two
and
little
it's
guys.
It's like in right now. And I'm like, did we learn nothing from 1997? Because we look like fucking clowns. Enough.
They're so dumb. And they're not conducive to like the weather. Like it's not that they're outside, but like the wind, the rain, like what do these little tentacles do?
And I live and breathe for Garcelle. But again, missed the mark for me with this outfit.
I think it was like the lips. I feel like I get what she was trying to do. I was getting an old Hollywood vibe.
Flapper dress.
Right. I wish it was like times 10. Like I wish she fully went there with like, I feel like they all said like T-length dresses or shorter. Like I want a gown. I want gowns.
We're in Beverly Hills. I want a gown. I want a fucking gown.
Right. Why are we doing cocktail attire? Like I think that the whole thing, like, because obviously none of them had it. Like I think they should have said like, let's go full gown because the T-length and like mini dress makes zero sense.
Zero.
Dorit was my favorite one because I was like, you look the most normal.
She looked like...
And Crystal. Crystal looked amazing.
Stunning. Crystal is like a beautiful woman.
Oh my God. She is so gorgeous. Her body.
I know. And I love that she's like always in like flats, like ballet flats.
Me too. Like ballet flats and her Hermes purses. I'm like,
she's
yes.
So rich. So rich.
I wish I could rock a ballet flat. What I wouldn't give to rock a sensible ballet flat.
Listen, my feet, these slippers... I can't get into a ballet flat. My feet would look 8 miles long. So you posted yesterday, Christine, you posted.
No.
About the Lion King.
Oh my God. I like, no.
As like Robin Kopp's impact on the reunion.
Yes. Cause he's a king.
Lion King.
The Lion King.
The Lion King. Like he made the Lion King.
Yes.
And someone named Andy Cohen saw.
No, I just don't understand how, why, where, who.
Yeah. You're about to be a bartender on Watch What Happens Live, I feel like.
Let's go, girls. I literally said, they do not even need to pay. I will take the subway. I will take, like, pay for, they don't have to get me there. I'll get my own outfit, do my own makeup. Like, do not even fret.
And I say this so respectfully, but I don't think that they would fret. Bartenders, they're like,
yeah.
They don't really care.
Or, yeah.
Love you, but it's true.
Just in case, like, they were thinking. Like, no, I will do everything myself, yeah. Even though they probably wouldn't offer. But no, I think, like, because I didn't even put it on Instagram first. I tweeted it, and then Brian Bailey posted it, and then, like, a bunch of other accounts, like, reposted it. And I'm assuming that's how he saw Andy. I'm assuming that's how Andrew Cohen saw. Because I don't know. And next thing you know, Crystal posts it and informs the group that Andy had sent it to her.
Wow.
Which means that,
I mean,
I'm hysterical.
I'd be
clever.
Riding that high for life.
I'm unwell. And then also another part of me is like imposter syndrome, which is like, that's something I'll discuss again in therapy.
Right. We
but
love therapy.
Very, very exciting. Like, I lost my shit.
Yeah, what a high note to go out on this podcast with, like, truthfully.
Yeah, God bless.
Christine, tell everyone where to find you on the internet.
So on Instagram, you can find me at Christine Biancavilla, which is not a fake name, as some used to think.
Some meaning
and
me.
Yeah, and it's also not a play on Villa Blanca. Like, that's literally just my last name. And then Twitter is at XteenBianks with an X. It's so chaotic. Like, I just wish that I could have, like, at Christine B on every handle, but that's not happening. Yeah. So it's just go with it for now. Those are the handles I've had since 2011.
So I love it.
Enjoy.
Yeah, I love. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. You will definitely, I mean, hopefully you'll come back.
Oh my God, I would love
Hopefully
to.
Hopefully you'll become friend of the pod.
Oh my God, stop.
Yeah, amazing. Pippa was a star during this.
She put her toys, she threw her toys everywhere, but at least she was quiet.
Yeah, Barb as well, silence. Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, we have new episodes every Tuesday, which are pop culture related. And every Friday is, of course, Bravo Friday. And this podcast is brought to you by The Dip. So for 20% off at thedip.com, use code HOTM. And again, if you could just rate, review, and subscribe, that would be amazing. And don't hesitate to follow Christine Biancavilla on Instagram, Twitter. Check out the other amazing podcasts brought to you by The Dip. And I'll see you around. Bye.